thanks, David, and the team over with your organization. I want to thank everybody for being here. My name is Sean Kozak, and I am the co-founder and president of Nurseries Trading Academy. I want to give a good shout out to all the prior presenters here. I'm sure you guys had a chance to learn from a lot of experienced traders and professionals in the space. It's always good to be in a community of like-minded people. Before we get started, as always, I like to cover a quick groundkeeping rules. I know David is also recording the event. I am also recording the event, so we'll definitely be able to send those out following so that you guys can basically follow up and, you know, stay in the know with anything that we're discussing. Because I am going to be talking about strategies and performance and trading and you know, actual realized trading, I do need to cover a quick disclaimer. That way, before we go into any further discussions, you guys understand the risks associated with the business. And if you have any questions on the disclaimer, just let us know. We can follow up. Before I go any further, can anybody in here just tell me what type of a trader you are? Can you guys, does the attendees have the ability to put questions in the chat box? Just want to make sure that I can
communicate. Yes, you have access to the chat box.
Excellent. And am I able to see theirs? I got their chat here. Yes. So that's good. Perfect. So can everybody in here kind of tell me if you're either new to trading, if you're a futures trader, a stock trader, a Forex trader, scalper, day trader, swing trader, just type in the chat box a little bit about who you are and what you trade and, you know, your experience level. It's always good to know the audience and be in tune with who's here. I've got an agenda I'm going to talk about so that everybody can understand the flow of discussion for today's topics. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, why I'm here and what we do at the school and how we run our trading rooms and our programs. And then more importantly, I want to actually go over some trades that were taken in the trading room this week. And also, I would like to show you a trade I took this morning myself. I am a trade leader on the Collective 2 platform, so I do trade managed money. I am not a CTA or a broker, but I am a trade leader, so I do run a managed account for our trading rooms. And one of the things I like to do is I like to just teach our strategies and concepts in an environment that shows transparency. Okay. That being said, you do need to understand how we trade and the strategy process that we trade, and that way you guys can learn it, right? Because that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you guys learn how to become great traders. So what we'll do is we'll go through all of that, and at the end, if you like what you see, then what you can do is you can come trade with us. I think if you're going to find a community, if you're going to be involved in an environment where you can promote an advancement of your development, you want to make sure that you fit, right? Not everybody's created equal. And I think it's really great for you to get in tune with that, right? Some traders are scalpers. Some traders are swing traders. Some traders like, you know, quick objectives. Some traders like to hold on for trend trades. So it's really good to kind of get that dynamics down quickly before you venture down a path that may or may not be right for you, right? So that's important, especially for active trading. So I want to talk a little bit about the progression of, I'd like to say everybody, including myself. And it's really neat because a lot of times trading gets a negative aspect. Everybody hears how difficult trading is, and everybody hears how challenging it is. And there's no stranger to that. I mean, we all know that there are learning curves in this business, but I'd like to think that that's kind of every industry, right? I mean, look at the fitness industry, look at the dating life, right? I mean, relationships in general are difficult. And so I think that, you know, because trading is an emotionally driven business, that a lot of traders accept failure before they ever experience success. And the reason I say this is because I've worked with thousands of traders. I've been running trade rooms for almost a decade. What's really interesting here is the progression is always the same. Traders will go and they'll watch videos online, and they'll go to a webinar such as this, listening to presenters such as myself, right? And what'll end up happening is they'll see some great trades. And then in the back of our minds, we'll start to say to ourselves, hey, I can do that. That looks simple enough, or I have a pretty good understanding of what they're talking about. I'd like to try that, right? And then what ends up happening is, you know, a trader will join a trading room, purchase some courses or invest in a package, and then something happens, right? There's either right away you hit a winning trade or a couple winning trades and life is feeling great, or you get right up against the brick wall and you maybe feel you get a couple losses come out the gates. And then what ends up happening is there's an immediate reaction of buyer's remorse. You're like, man, you know what? I'm never going to get this. There's an immediate failure feeling that comes in, and it's paralyzing to a lot of traders, right? The reality is it's paralyzing to even experienced traders, because as much as we all know that losses are a part of the business, I'd like to say that anyone says that they accept them fully would be a lie, right? And that's just speaking from experience, right? Nobody likes to take losses, and nobody likes to have that feeling. But the truth of the matter is trading is a skill development business. We are here to learn tools. We are here to learn patterns that repeat themselves in the market. And then we're here to learn how to trade those patterns and that repeating information so that we can exploit an edge consistently. That's really what this business is about. We're actually money managers, and trading is the vehicle in which we do that. It's really that simple. And so I'm a firm believer that 90% of traders don't have to fail. I have a lot of traders that I work with that are very successful. And the reason I know this is because it all has to do with rebuilding the mindset around getting started in the right direction. And what that means is you have to be willing to let go of maybe things that aren't working for you, or being willing to adopt maybe new thinking or new concepts. It's kind of like training in the gym. I've gone from different trainers to different trainers. I've learned lots from many different coaches, but you got to find your groove. And the best way to get consistent with anything is being willing to be aware of where you're at right now, today, and being willing to say, you know what, I'm pretty good at certain things, but I really need some help here, right? And that's what trading is about. It's about becoming the best trader you can be. So how do I know this? Well, I've worked with thousands of traders, and I'm not into the fluff snake oil stuff. I'm not here to give false promises. Trading is a business that you will need to learn how to become successful in, and I am considered qualified to teach that to you. And the reason I know that is because I do trade managed money, assets under management. I do have publicly validated track records, and I've been running trade rooms for a long time. So that being said, why am I here today? Because it's very simple for me to be able to help you. You need to learn a set of indicators, and you need to learn how to master those indicators. Is there one set of holy grail indicators? Absolutely not. In fact, there's a lot of basic indicators that work. There's a lot of advanced indicators that work. And so it's really about understanding the type of trader that you are and the type of system that you want to trade, right? Some traders are very good at trend trading, and other traders can't trade a trend to save their soul. Some traders really, really good at fading the market, and other traders just can't catch a reversal to save their soul. So why do I say that? Because it all has to do with learning a signature trade. A signature trade is something that you define yourself by in this business. And everybody will go through a learning curve that will develop that signature trade, right? I was a reversal trader for a very long time, and then I started adopting trend trading. It took a while to adjust. And now I trade both reversals and trends, but it really depends on the condition. It really depends on the market at hand. And it really depends on the management. So you're going to have to learn trade management, and you must become a master at it. It is not something that you can only come in 1 or 2 days and then just give it a try and do that, right? It has to be something that you progress. You're going to have days where you really, really kick butt in the market. Can you guys give me a yes if you've had days where you've had a whole bunch of winning trades and life was feeling good? You're going to be just like, yeah, you know what, Tay, I got it. Everything's great. Just type a Y in the chat box. You can relay with that. You've had a couple wins and, you know, things are feeling great. Or maybe you've had a couple days where, you know, losses. You've had some losses and, you know, realistically, it kind of felt kind of shitty, right? Right. So I'm just sharing my experience. I just went through a real big experience of that to myself. I had amazing trading months in both December and also in January. I ran a very large run up in my accounts, and then I took a pretty hefty drawdown in the whole market crash. You know, the scalping strategies I was trading did not really perform well, right? And then I switched a bit back to the levels tradings and the strategies that I trade levels, and I've done very, very well with it. So good traders do not put all their eggs in one basket. They understand how to adapt to the market. They understand how to move around and kind of flow with the market so that they understand how to be adjustable. And that's really what you'll need to do, is you'll need to learn that. And I believe that our trading room can teach that to you. And we have a lot of users that trade with us. And I think truly that it's really about you just coming in and learning that. So this is where you're going to have the yeah buts and the what ifs. Okay. Because even when I go to buy something, I have the yeah buts and the what ifs. How many of you guys have ever had that where you felt, yeah, but you know, what if this, what if that? I'm going to explain something here. Everybody here in this webinar is here for the exact same reason. Everyone. There is not one trader that is in the attendee list that is not here to accomplish this goal. I'm here to accomplish that goal. Every other presenter is here to accomplish that goal. So we're all the same, okay? But this is where you say, yeah, but Sean, how can I be certain I can trust what you're doing? How can I be certain I'll be able to be profitable doing what you guys are doing? And, you know, how can I be sure it's right for me? These are great questions. In fact, if you didn't ask these questions, I'd be a bit concerned with your, you know, your logic behind making decisions in this business. I would expect that a healthy individual that is looking to pursue this business as a career to make a consistent income in the markets should ask questions. And then what ends up happening is they say, what if, right? What if I can't do it? You know, what if it's, you know, I'm not going to fit my style? What if your strategies aren't really my temperament? Or what if I try and I struggle again? What if I can't get out of the rut that I've been in, right? Those are also really healthy questions, right? Those questions are just part of being human. They're part of being in this business and being realistic. And so this is why I like to talk about this first, because we're all people sitting behind a screen trying to become the best trader possible and to make as much money as possible. End of story. So my job as an instructor and as the owner of a trading school is to teach you the skill sets that I'm using profitably and other traders are using profitably. Does that mean you will be profitable? I can't guarantee that. Nobody can guarantee that, because not every trader is equal. But what I can assure you this is that when you come into our environments and you watch us trade and you see us trading and you actually witness what we're doing, you'll be able to know in the back of your mind and emotionally and mentally in that state if you can resonate with how we trade, right? And you'll also be able to feel comfortable or not in that learning environment, right? I remember going to university and college. There's some classes I loved, some of the teachers I loved, and I just did really, really great years and years ago back in the day when I was in school, right? And then there's other classes where I just hated it. I was like, I can't stand the teachers. Like, this subject's boring. Like, so that's the same thing with trading companies and buying indicators and systems and being in a trading room. It's kind of like you need to find where you really fit. And it's a journey. Everybody's on it and it's part of the process. And the unfortunate truth is a lot of people lose money along that way and they shouldn't have to. And that's why I believe we're here and that I'm here is so that I can help, you know, make that reality possible, right? So a couple things is I'm not a big believer in written testimonials. If you like what we've done here today and you'd like to speak to a couple of our traders or you want to speak to somebody that's really qualified in what we're doing, just send us an email. At the end of the event, we'll give you some links and you can send an email because, I'd rather put you in touch with traders that are in our network than for you to just have to listen to me as a presenter or read a website. I'd rather you speak to traders that you can relate with, because we have a lot of them that are be more than happy to step up and communicate. Okay. So I'm going to talk one last slide and we're going to get into the strategies. We're going to get into the indicators. We're going to get into everything else. But I really like to lead with this because I do believe that there's some personal elements that are involved in this business that should come before looking at software and before the system. We're all going through a pretty crazy time right now. And it's the reality of our industry. Okay. We're actually very fortunate to be in an industry where we're able to work from home and still be able to operate and make an income. I consider myself blessed and I'm very grateful that our company is in an online space where we can actually service traders all over the world, even more so now because of the current dynamics of loss of employment and also the current dynamics of the reality of what we're all faced with. And we don't need to go into details or have opinions on, you know, global events, but I can assure you this, that deep down, everybody has a burning desire as to why they want to succeed in this business. And even more so now than any other time. And the reason I have these bullets here, it says money, family, lifestyle, achievement, because most people, when I say, what is your why for trading? They say, I want time for you. I want to get out of the 9 to 5. I want to have more time with my family. The reality is all of that's fluff. The real reason you're here is to become the best profitable trader possible. End of story. It's about the money, guys. And when you tell yourself it's not, it's just a lie. Because when you make more money consistently in the markets, you can spend more time with your family. You can change your lifestyle. You'll have more time freedom, et cetera, et cetera. So don't get it twisted, so to speak, right? We need to get right down to what's the burning desire. We need to learn how to manage risk and make money consistently so that you can believe in your abilities to become a great trader over the long haul. And that's the difference between someone who defines themselves as a trader versus someone who defines themselves as someone just tinkering around on the charts, going from event to event, system to system. Make a decision. I take this very seriously. I had a call come in not too long ago. A trader contacted me a couple months ago. He says, you know, hey, Sean, I lost $1 million in the markets. And, you know, as a result, my family's falling apart. That's as real as it gets, guys. And I'm saying this on a public webinar because it needs to be said. Trading is about making or losing money. And it can either be a good experience or a bad experience. And my job is to teach you how to make money. That's it. So the goal here is to give you that foundation so that you can build a better lifestyle. And you can do all of that. But it has to come with a commitment. And you need to get focused on your why. Because when the times get tough, your why needs to come to the forefront. I'll give you an example personally so you can relate with me. And then we'll get into the strategy. I ran an account up in January, close to $50,000, which is a pretty, pretty hefty return on the account in 1 month. And then I gave 2/3 of it back in the market crash. And so the question I had to myself was, what was my why, right? What was my burning desire? It wasn't all the other stuff. It was about managing the money. And what got me into making that money back and pulling myself out of the drawdown like a professional trader will, because I'm trading size, it had to do with going right down to basics, right? Managing the money, managing the position sizing, understanding that you're in a drawdown, stopping trading in conditions that aren't healthy, being patient, waiting for the markets to condition themselves right. These are all about managing money. It has nothing nothing to do with all these other things on the chart. So if you understand your job, you can do it better, right? If we're confused about our job, it's going to be difficult, right? If you go work for a bank or a prop firm or a hedge fund, you get hired at Goldman Sachs, you get hired on an institutional desk. Most people have a job description, and when they go outside of that job description, they get fired. The problem with retail trading is when we go outside our job description, we don't fire ourselves. We either just make more mistakes or we don't see the results we deserve, right? And you all deserve results because you all deserve success. I just firmly believe we need to learn better ways as individual traders. So what I want to do is I want to teach you the foundation for every trading system that has ever built. Okay. Every trading system that has ever been built to history of time follows this premise. And it doesn't have anything to do with indicators. It has nothing to do with the markets that you're trading on or the time frames or the objective. It has everything to do with understanding the collective sum of all components to a full-blown trading system, whether that's discretionary or automated. Okay? You have an entry, you have an exit, you have a trade management process, you have a money management process, and then you've got a development process that involves human involvement. And what's really cool here is that some traders are really, really good at different aspects of this. I work with a lot of individual traders on a one-on-one basis too. And, you know, when I work with them, I notice strengths and weaknesses. And you all have strengths and weaknesses. Many of you are very strong on maybe getting into the market. You have no difference. Like, it's kind of like, I have no problem getting into the market. But then after I'm getting in the market, things fall apart. Some traders are really, really good at taking profits because they're not really greedy, but they have a hard time processing the rules to engagement, meaning they're struggling with technology, or maybe they don't understand the rules to the entry as much as they should, right? Other traders have no problem with the entry or the exit, but they struggle in between, where it's kind of like watching price fluctuate, letting price move and breathe and giving it time to play out, right? That patience element. The money management, this is where everybody falls flat. It's like they always try to manage money before they even understand what they're trading. I have so many people talk about money management, but yet they don't even understand the strategy that they're trading, or they're trading 15 different strategies and they try to manage money like that across all of them. You must understand the rules of engagement for your entry, your exit, and your trade management. Once you know that, and you can do that on very, very, very small size, then you can scale your business. Scaling your business is about money management, position size, right? And so it's really understanding that. And then you have the trader psychology element. Well, how can an individual expect to master themselves if they haven't learned the rules or have not developed trust around those rules, right? Like, if you were to say, come into our trading room and I teach you the rules to our trend trade, or I teach you the rules to our reversal trade, and you didn't fully understand all of the rules yet, you knew you understood some of them, and then you try to trade them, your psychology would be way out of whack because there's a gap in understanding the rules of engagement. So one of the reasons I like to break this down is because I like to teach traders in stages. I like to teach traders how to learn things in stages so that when you learn something, you fully understand it, and then you move to the next element of learning. If you try to learn the entry and the exit at the same time, it's a complete waste of time. You must learn the entry flawlessly first. Once you understand the entry flawlessly, then you move to the exit. You understand how you're getting out of the trade. Okay? It's a mechanical business. It needs to be treated like that. That's why you see a lot of really, really great traders are really, really mechanical, because they understand that, right? And so I truly believe that to be very successful in this business, it's a combination of having a good trading system and being a good trader. Because you can have a great trading system and you put it in the hands of a terrible trader, and they're going to have excuses and they're going to lose money, and it's gonna be like, oh, this trading system sucks and blah, blah, blah. But really, it's the fact they're a terrible trader. Or then what you do is you take a terrible trading system and you put it in the hands of a great trader, and it's just a bad trading system. It's not going to work. So that's when you know that you must have a combination of both. And so there's no room for excuses in this business. I don't believe in making them. I think everything has its purpose, and there needs to be an element of responsibility taken upon both the system, the indicators, and also the individual trader. Possesses this, because it can be taught. You don't need to be born a great trader. You need to be shown how, and you need to learn. And that is done in an environment that is demonstratable. If you cannot see it done in front of you, I would question how anyone can learn it. Most people are not just auditorial learners, right? Like, if some people hear me speaking, they say, okay, I get it. But then there's the other half of the crowd that says, well, I need to see it. Well, that's how learning is done, both through auditorial reception and also visual reception. Okay. So I want to show you a trade. I took this trade in the trading room on April 1st. No, it's not an April Fool's joke, right? This was in a managed account, publicly validated track record. I can give you the links to the website. You can go take a look for yourself. It was trading 7 contracts for 6.75 points on the S&P. It was a counter-directional trade. It was a levels trade. It was using order flow, supply and demand, and support and resistance, also using volume. This is a conf- Fluence trade. So you can see the entry was very clean exit. It was for 7 contracts. That took me $2,335 in front of hundreds of traders. Okay. This one here. Okay. This was a base hit. Very tight scalp trade. All I was looking to accomplish out of that trade, this was 14 ticks on 14 contracts for crude oil, right? I was not looking to swing for the fences on this trade. I was looking to get in and get out because that's what the market was telling me to do in that trade environment. Okay. Now I want to show you something so you can understand this, because this is where you're going to say, well, what tools are you using and what indicators are you trading with? And can you show me the rules to your strategy and can you teach it to me? The answer is yes, yes, and yes, but it's not going to be done in a 35 to 45 minute presentation. These types of events are introductory events that are here designed to educate, inspire, and to see if you can relate with them. My suggestion is, if you're going to learn how we trade, that you come into an environment where you can spend hours with us and you can ask questions. You can watch an experienced instructor trade in front of you, calling trades in advance, executing on those trades, both entry, exit, and management, talking about them, right? And then if you like it, okay, you like it, then you can stay, right? If you don't like it, there's no risk to you long term, right? So let me kind of share with you our top-down framework, okay? I teach trading in a framework. I like to break it down in steps so that you learn step one first, then you move to step two. Now, you're not going to understand all of this right now, but if you're in our trading room next week, you will see this slide. This slide is in my morning prep. I teach this to hundreds of traders, and we talk about these four steps because every single trade that I take in the audience is following this framework. We break these steps down independently using the indicators. The first thing we do is we're going to teach you a directional bias. We're going to be able to teach you how to use profiling software. We're going to show you how to read the auction, and we're going to show you how to understand levels of influence based off volume. Every indicator in the world, including ours, comes second to volume. Volume is not an indicator. Volume is a representation of liquidity. Institutions are based off liquidity-based decisions. So when you learn how to read what the institutions need to facilitate their business, you will understand how the market works. It has nothing to do with oscillators, indicators, trend lines, or even supplier demand zones or fibs or any of our order flow stuff. None of that matters till after. It's always based off the auction and volume first. And then we move down into our entry strategies using our smaller time frame indicators and our risk management trading trades. So we're going to teach you reversals and trend trades, okay, in our trading room. We do teach momentum strategies, but they're independent. And the big thing here is step three. Step three is the business. Step three is how you make your money. Step three is how everybody makes money. It's understanding, getting in and getting out of the market and doing it consistently, managing risk. Okay. Step four is an independent journey. You'll have to log your trades and review and study and repeat, fix any errors and try to capitalize on the enhancement of what you're doing. Okay. Now I want to show you a trade I took this morning. I took one trade today because I'm running a trading business on Fridays and doing all the fun stuff, right? Getting ready for webinars. I want to show with you, I took a trade this morning on the S&P for $1,700. Okay. It was trading 10 contracts. I want to talk to you a little bit about what it was so you understand. I left the levels here so you can see it. And I just want to kind of go back and I want to teach you something here today that I think is going to be very important. Okay. I don't expect you to understand all of our indicators in one event, but I will share with you something that will help you guys understand the importance of this. Okay. What you're seeing on your chart right now is one of our proprietary tools that we use for auction theory, profiling, and automating splitting distributions. And you're probably saying, what the heck does that mean? Well, the reality of it is that the market is based off an auction. And the difference between what we do is we don't rely on just a day auction. We actually break our patterns down mathematically so that an entire profile breaks down into different profiles each day, because the auction changes throughout the day, right? It's not just one giant profile. It's several different profiles that will unfold over time. And that will normally happen when the market trends up or trends down and goes sideways, et cetera, right? So we define our bias by looking at directional auction theory. And what that means is I can just tell you very simply, and most people can see this right now for themselves, that this auction went from here to here. Give me a yes. Everybody sees that. You have one profile shifting up. Can you guys give me a yes? That makes sense to you. I want you guys to be dynamic and just kind of go with the flow here for a second. I'm going to ask you guys some questions and want you guys to kind of engage with, okay? So when the market auction moves up, that's because the institutions are changing the value of that market. Remember, the market is always based off of two things, price and time. When a market moves up, it's because there's more demand in that market, but who's creating that demand? It's not guys moving liquidity. And so when the fundamentals change based off of the street, buy side and sell side participants of any big size or nature, they're going to shift the value of a market. And so what we do is we pay attention to that and we say, okay, the auction's moving up. When the auction's moving up, I want to understand that that is because buying is controlling this market. Does that mean it's going to stay that way? No, it just means that it's going to go that way. Now, I drew these boxes in here because there's two low volume nodes in here. There's also one here. Okay. This is a low volume location. This is a low volume location. This is a low volume location. When prices get above low volume and they come back to retest low volume, it will act as very strong indications of support. If you take a look what happened here into this area, you can see the reaction was to the tick after the retest of that auction shift. The next time they came down to the ones below it. See that? And then what happened? They reacted all the way back up. Why? Because low volume rejects price, high volume attracts price. But why do you think it went back up? Because the auction's up. They drive the market down on purpose because that's the job of Wall Street, to drive prices down so they can load up and bring it all the way back up so they can cash out. That's how financial funds make money, that move the market on purpose. And some of those decisions were probably made the day before, not the day of, right? Institutions don't always make their decisions intraday. So the key here is to understand what I was looking at this morning. I told myself, I said, self, if we get a chance to get back down to these low volume nodes, this is part of our core strategy. There's also low volume right here. Okay. I want to participate in buying our setups in low volume locations. Okay. So I don't make all of my decisions on this 30 minute time frame. The reason I'm using a 30 minute chart is because profiles are built on 30 minute fractals. That's how they were built. In fact, profiles were designed by institutional auction. They were designed by a gentleman by the name of Steidlmeyer, who is a member of the exchange. And these were built originally back in the day for exchange members by exchange members. So if you ask, why would you look at them? My thoughts would be, why wouldn't you want to? They're what the institutions are looking, right? And so we're in their environment. They're not in ours. So from a professional's perspective, low volume is going to reject price when it comes back down to it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you what happened on the next candle. It came back in. I'm going to put the candles in front so you can see this. It came back down. You see? Where did it come to and then stop? It came to the one that was never tested, didn't it? Came to the one that was never tested. And so that's where I took my trade this morning. I took my trade down here and my stop was below here. I'm going to go to a smaller time frame and show you it. I was not looking for a big trade. It's a counter-directional trade. It was a bounce trade. I was looking to get paid on a very quick paycheck. Okay? Now, I look for confluence. I look for confluence. So what we do when we look for confluence is we identify, okay, things that give us confluence. And at that time, I just want to point out another level here so you can see it. Okay? At that time, there was a value area low at the same location. Every auction, every profile that has made a distribution has a value area high and a value area low and a point of control. This is where the market is viewed as being cheap. This is where the market is viewed as being expensive. And when the institutions drive prices back down to cheap levels, that the concept is for them to bring it back up to expensive levels, if the market will respect that flow. So what you can see down here is that there was a level of low volume on top of a level of value. So that's already confluence on the higher time frame. So when I go down to the smaller time frame and I start looking at my data on my entry time frame, a couple things I want you to understand here is that I look for things to line up. You've got low volume and you've got confluence on the value area low. You've got low volume, plus I have Fibonacci levels down here from our software for Fibs on the entry time. So I've got a bunch of confluence down here. And so that's exactly what I did, was I nested my stop loss below here. I took my entry up here and I look for a base hit to get myself in out of the market on a counter directional trade. And that this morning there was my entry. They did pop it up a little bit. They had a hard time getting through here. And they came down to test that second set of volume, which is fine. And then they jumped up and I took my target. Could have I held for more? Of course, I could have held for a lot more. I could have held up here. But my objective and my trading plan is my trading plan. I am not the Wizard of Oz. No one is. We're not here to call tops and bottoms. If you get lucky from time to time, count it as a blessing, but it's not your trading plan. Now, trend trading would be the other direction. You would load up on the other side of this and trend trade that down. That is the other side of our strategy. We teach reversal trading and we teach trend trading. It all depends on the auction. It all depends on the time and all that location. This trade, okay, this trade was $1,700 and it was a very quick trade. It took me from there to there. Now, I don't expect you to understand all of that right now. I don't expect you to understand all the rules to every single trade that we take. If I were to show you this slide here, I don't expect you to understand why I got into this trade and what was the rules for engagement and why did I take my exit where I did. That is all taught in live markets and online. I wouldn't expect you to understand this trend trade until you came in and you heard me talk about it a little bit and you started understanding what it was and why we're doing it, because it takes a little time to absorb that. Okay. But what I can assure you this is that you will need to learn the indicators and you will need to learn the rules to the strategies that we trade, because that's how all success is built. It's upon learning and it's upon visualizing it, seeing it in real time. And the purpose of a trading room is not a chat room. It is not there to say hi to a bunch of people you do not know. The purpose of a trading room should be to demonstrate the concepts that you learn on your own. Most people will learn on videos, evenings and weekends. They'll watch training on strategies and indicators, and then they'll come to a trading room and they will learn it and see it done and ask questions. Okay. And that's normally how good learning and foundations are built in this industry. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about how our trading room operates so that you understand how this works from an education perspective. Give me a yes that that made sense to you and you can understand that and that kind of, you can relate with that. You know, are you guys enjoying us so far? Give me a yes if that makes sense to you guys and kind of striking some chords with some of you guys, right? Okay. So a couple things I want to talk about here is the way in which we deliver education. People learn in different environments. Some traders will be very good in live classes. Other traders will be very, very good in online training, you know, in the evenings, on the weekends, by yourself, writing notes, taking notes, etc., right? You need both to be truly developed. And so what we do is we have our live classes, and then we have an online membership site that basically has an education course and a strategies course. So our education course is all about all of the breakdowns of all of the different indicators, all of the different tools that we're trading with, okay? So you have all of the different stuff around profiles, all the different stuff around order flow and supply and demand and fibs and all the tools that we're using. And then what we do is you have a strategy section. And the strategy section is that teaches you the core setups for buying the market, the core setups for selling the market, and then the training around entry and exit for trade management, okay? Because if you just go into the trading room and then just start to trade, and you don't learn the indicators and you don't understand the terms and the concepts, that's what I was explaining at the beginning of this webinar. Let's go back to it. I'll show you here. Let's find it. Right, it says right here, super important. All that matters is that you let go of what isn't working for you. 9 times out of 10, what's happening in the trader development process is you will say, okay, I'm going to try that system. I'm going to try that trade room. And then what ends up happening is the same pattern repeats, but yet you're probably going to be very successful if we just break that pattern, okay? And I know this because I study human psychology. I study human development. I work as a coach, and I also trade manage money. So I understand what it's like to have to do that myself. I had to do that myself, guys. So I can only speak from experience that even experienced traders need to become first self-aware and then ready to take action. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to kind of explain this. If we were to sell this as a full package for life, okay, it'd be very expensive. Very expensive because you have it for life and you may not know you want to stay with us forever, right? Like what if you came into our trading room and you thought you liked it and then all of a sudden you spent a whole bunch of money on indicators and systems and education, and then all of a sudden a couple weeks later, like, you know what? I'm not so sure yet. You know, maybe I need a little bit more time, right? That's part of getting to know us. You do not get married before you go on a date a few times. At least I hope not. Vegas has a different perspective on that, but right? So what we're going to do is we're going to explain that we do this on a subscription basis. So you can subscribe, okay, for a month and come in and trade with us for a month. During that time, okay, you will see active trading and you will also see the indicators and systems being used, okay? You can do it for a year as well if you wanted an annual subscription, or you can do it for a month, okay? And so what'll end up happening is during that time, you're either going to know right away if you really resonate with what we're doing, or you're going to know right away if it's not for you. That's part of the trial and error process, but it's a very inexpensive trial and error process. And the cool part about it is that you don't have to buy any indicators or trading systems in the beginning. You just have to come in and watch us trade and kind of get to know us a little bit, kind of get comfortable in our environment. And that way you'll make an informed decision without having to spend a whole lot of money, which is a pretty awesome value add, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link here in the chat box, okay? And there's a discount for the event, okay? There's a discount for the event. We'll give you a coupon here and it's here so you guys have it, okay? So there it is. I think that's the link. Oh, let me double check. Okay, there it is. And you can take that, okay? Let me just double check here, make sure I give you the right one. I see some questions coming in here, guys. Actually, that's a great question, Dolit. We're actually in the process right now of opening up both Forex and equities trade rooms. We will be a globally expanding trading academy that will cover all asset classes. Yeah, so we're in the process of right now of transferring it. And so we haven't opened up Forex or equities rooms just yet, but that's coming very, very soon. Yeah. So let me just give you, make sure the link is here. And can everybody see the links in the chat box? Yes, you guys can see that. Got it. Thanks, David. Yeah, so there's the link there. You can just copy and paste that, put it in your browser. Excellent. So what I'll do is I'll leave this open for some questions. I want to thank David and his team for having us in here. And hopefully you guys enjoyed the presentation. It's always a great primer. It's always a great environment. And I hope that you learn and you can expand on your skill sets through today's events and through today's presentations. I know what it's like to learn things. I love learning and I think it's a great, great pastime. And I really also hope that everybody stays happy and healthy given these changing life conditions. And so let me ask some questions. Dulit saying, does this include access to the software? No, it doesn't. You'll need to know if we have a firm stance on this. You know, we've had different company models in the past where, you know, you buy all the software up front, and most traders don't like that. Most traders don't want to spend thousands of dollars without knowing what they're getting themselves into, right? So what we've done is we've adjusted to a model that's more accommodating to getting started, right? So you can come into the trade room, and then what you can do is you can actually do a VIP fast track call with the trading specialist or one of our account managers, and they'll go over the charts and the software with you, and then they can set you up with the tools that you're ready to use once you're ready to make that decision. Okay. The trading room runs 8:30 in the morning till noon, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I run it 3 days a week in the mornings. And the main markets that I'm trading are the equity index futures, primarily the S&P, and then the crude oil and gold. Because I trade fairly larger size, so I like to trade liquid markets. Not that the other markets aren't liquid. I'm just, for me, you know, I'll trade anywhere between 10 to 35 contracts on a trade. Just depends on margin requirements and the stop sizes for the positions. Now, obviously, everybody doesn't start trading 35 contracts, but that's the potential when you get there, right? That's the potential. When you say S&P is at the S, you better believe it, Spice. Yeah, the S&P is the ES. Yeah. Crude oil as well and gold. We have looked at the Euro and the NASDAQ from time to time, but I find less is more. I mean, as an active day trader, you're trading three markets, flipping from both of them, looking for trend trades and reversals. It's a lot to think about. And one of the things that I think you'll find it's different with me and my team is we're a trading room. Yes, we educate, but we're traders. So you'll be trading with traders, not just salespeople, right? Yes, we sell services and software, and that's how businesses operate, or we wouldn't be here today to help you. But I think it's really important to be around people that are doing it, right? I think that's important. So David, I think I've hit my mark, 45 minutes. I think that's the most on-time presentation I've ever done. That's a good thing. I don't know if we have any more time or if anybody in here has any more questions. And
you have a few more minutes till 55 after if you have any more.
I think Spice is saying, how does ES compare to the diamonds? That's a great question. The S&P tracks the S&P futures E-minis, right? So let me just kind of go into the software for a second and share this with you. Let's go here. So let's give you an example. You know, I could trade all the futures contracts, the ES, the crude oil, and the gold. The diamonds is an ETF, right? So ultimately, if you look at this, a futures contract, right? So, you know, a futures contract is tracking that, right? So an ETF is an ETF, a futures contract is a futures contract. If you're new to futures, we have an introductory course, right? An introductory futures 101 that, you know, you can get started trading. And, you know, it's a starter, it's a primer course. There's an introductory level course on that. And, you know, we can definitely get you in the hands of that if you have no experience on that. But if you are looking at futures versus equities or versus Forex, all of our software and trading systems work across global assets. So I actually have workspaces and chart layouts for futures, Forex, equities. That's why we're bringing on additional educators. And we're going to be expanding the exact same systems, because when you have a universal trading system that works across all markets, it's just a matter of the perspective of trading it. Then what ends up happening is, you know, you can use it on equities or futures or Forex, et cetera. So that's kind of been the focus for our school. We're actually expanding globally into those asset classes. And it's just from years of experience and building and testing, you know, profitable tool sets, right? I mean, do we sell other software? Yes. And yes, we have other systems. Like, we have momentum systems and we have order flow signal systems, but depending on how you want to trade, our education programs teach it all to you, and then you can decide which way is best for you. Some traders only like to trade the profiles with us, so they'll just use our profiling and they'll trade profiling systems, more swing trading, 30-minute swing levels from level to level. We have other traders that will only just love to come in and use our order flow, right? So in this example, you know, when I got into this trade this morning, you know, I was concerned about all this order flow up here. We had to punch through that. So that's why my target was quick, was not looking to swing for the fences, right? So a lot of traders just look at the order flow. And so that's why I took my exit there, so I wasn't trying to chew through all that, right? Coupon for AIPX, 5% off annual subscriptions. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that was a different presenter. That's okay. So then you'll see then some traders will just trade the supplier demand levels. So that depending on the way they want to trade, some traders will just trade the trend trades off our levels up here, which is really, really key. Okay. Just like this, right? Taking levels out of that, right? Just depends on the trader, depends on the way they want to use the systems. like order flow traders will use the order flow suites. Fib traders will use the fib suites. It just depends on that, right? So Rob Zhang, let me ask you a proper question. Go ahead, Rob. Are your bars similar to the volume histogram for price volume indicators? I'm not sure what you mean bars. You talking about the volume charts I'm using? Are you asking me about the volume charts, like the 6,000 volume chart on the S&P right there? Okay, so you're talking about these bars. You're talking about these candles right here. So that's a great question. You're probably saying, well, why am I using a 6,000 volume chart on the S&P? Well, that's one of the reasons why we are who we are. So I'll give you an example. The statistical work that our trading team does, like this is an example of us. Like we've built indicators that convert. You can take a screenshot of this. It might help you, or you might just, it's good for your own knowledge. We actually convert fractal analysis statistically over 3 years of data. We built algorithms that convert time to volume, time to range. So I know that the S&P trades 2,000 contracts every minute over 3 years of data. So instead of me using minute charts, I can use volume charts, which to me are much more effective than time charts. A lot cleaner to read, a lot easier to use. I also know the S&P trades 5 ticks per minute over 3 years of historical data. So the reason I use this data is because it gives me an edge over a different way of looking at it, right? So if I wanted to look at, say, crude oil, I could look at crude oil over a 2,800 volume chart, which is a lot cleaner than looking at over a time-based chart, right? It's just different ways of looking at it. We have workspaces for time and range and volume we give to all of our students. Yeah, it's really a preference. Most of the profiling software that we trade with will be on time because we split market profile. You could apply this to a volume, but the splits would be slightly off. But that's a little bit more advanced, and we talk about that in our class. That's the chart. Oh, you're talking about this one. Has the volatility degraded your performance? Not so much. I traded into a drawdown just because I was trading too small time frames. So one of the things with an experienced trader you're going to find is that you can't pigeonhole yourself into one size fits all, right? Like when really, really slow conditions, you can scalp order flow on very small time frames very effectively. But when the market changes, you have to adjust, right? So that's where we adjusted slightly larger time frames to handle the current volatility. When the S&P trades at 4 to 5 million contracts per day, that's 5x the normalized market for that environment, right? The environment for that market. So, you know, last time we seen that was 2008 crash, right? Or even Brexit, when the Brexit issues happened, right? We don't see that too much, but you need to understand it. And so, I gave back profit, but I never put the accounts into a loss. No, every trader goes through drawdown periods. It's how you get yourself out of them and you evolve, which makes you the best trader possible. I think that's what defines a really good trader, is trading out of drawdowns. Everybody's really feeling happy when you're making great money, which is really good, but it's when you do things that get you out of losses that are very, very efficient, that you build a confidence level that needs to be built on your own journey. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the presentation. I enjoyed being here. I wish you guys a healthy and happy weekend with your friends and your family. David, thank you for you and your team to be here. And if you want to trade with me next week, you can come in and you can trade with us. And there's the links, the coupons, all that fun stuff, guys. Thanks for being here. And God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. And keep your mindset positive. It's important.